brief color. The milk's spill reflects red next to the torn bear's heart. While making dinner, I speak to my vanished brother. He announces a black dog carrying in a gift of glistening pig bone from a field filled with butterflies, filled with hunger. "Do you know the butterflies are scavengers?" my brother asks. I say, "I've seen a swallowtail enter an armadillo through its blown-out eye and emerge from the groin." My brother clicks his tongue, says, "The distance." The dog chews. The butterflies turn into candlelight against greasy plates at night, while at my feet the hardwood floor reveals its rings, expanding out. I wonder if my brother ever used his pocket knife to cut something loose, so it became, while fleeing, a circle within a circle. My 2-year-old son drags his fingers through the milk, and the puddle becomes a hurt wing. I wipe his hand clean. He takes his torn bear close, kisses it. My brother asks, "Do you know never to be the cup?" "Yes," I say, "I've watched water turn into air." Before he walks out the door, before air becomes a bell at my ankles, my brother ends, "It will consume you." Later, my daughter watches herself wet her face in the mirror. I lie in bed with her small, sleeping sibling. He speaks nonsense in dream, but I hear it as question. I even bring to his eye that brief color one cannot see when far, far away from home. I begin, "Never be the boy who enters, exits this life." But I stop, start again. "Never be the boy who will drop a stone into the boat, into my chest."